everybody, welcome back to the Time Pass Podcast. This is your host, Ashika. Thank you so much for joining me today, you guys. If you haven't done so already, please like me on Facebook at Time Pass Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Time Pass _ Podcast. And check out my YouTube channel. You can now watch all the episodes of the Time Pass Podcast on YouTube. You can find the link to that in my bio on Instagram or on my website, timepasspodcast.com, where you can also check out all the show notes post episode for more info, details, and links to some cool things you may have heard me talking about. All right, y'all, I am so excited because it's fall, y'all. These are my fall nails. It's fall, y'all. It's fall. And it's October. It's officially October, and October is my birthday month, so it's going to be a crazy month. I always tend to pack in a bunch of stuff during my birthday month, so it's going to be crazy. I'm going to be super busy. I just got back from a weekend, like a one night overnight in LA. And I have to go back to LA for a wedding, a family wedding towards the end of the month. And I literally have to get back here. I'm in LA for the entire a few days because it's a week long, right? And then I have to leave there on the 31st on Halloween and get back here in time because I always celebrate Halloween at home with my kids and my friends come over and we have a good time. So it's literally so busy. Plus it's my birthday month. I know I always try to plan some sort of trip. So I have travel plans. And then when I get back, because I actually like to spend my birthday if I can, in town, because I want to be with my daughter and my family. So usually I do some sort of local celebration as well. It's crazy. My birthday month is a little crazy. And I understand I'm saying my birthday month and so many of you are probably rolling your eyes right now. But I'm sorry. I like to celebrate my birthday. Anyway, back to the task at hand. Today, I want to talk about gender roles. I just seem to be coming up against this theme over and over again when talking about dating and communications. And I really wanted to take a minute and think about gender roles and feminism and expectations and pressures that we may put on ourselves or on men to think if we've actually really moved past gender roles when it comes to dating. I want to say there's still a fight out there, right? Equal pay for women, doing the same jobs as men, things like that. We're still fighting it. However, we've come a long way. I don't think there's equality. There's definitely not blanket gender equality out there. But when it comes to dating, I think that it's very unequal sometimes. I mean, unless you're dating a female that's super woke and super feminist, in my experience, and of course that's what I'm going to talk about on this episode is my experiences and with people that I talk to, there's still an inherent pressure and expectation put on men to perform a certain way, to behave a certain way, to pay for certain things. And it is a little unfair, but I'm going to be honest, I kind of want that. I kind of look forward to that. When I see a man doing certain things that I'll dive into here later in the episode, it's attractive to me. It's an attractive quality. So we're going to talk about gender roles in dating. That's all. I'm not going to talk about the workforce. I'm not going to talk about our patriarchal society. I'm not going to dive into any other sort of gender roles. I'm just going to focus on gender roles in dating. And I'm going to start this off by saying that gender roles in dating start for some, and I think this area is probably the most gray because it's courting. I'm talking about courting. So some women, myself included, have no problem approaching a man. Am I nervous about it when I do it? Yes. Will I do it? I will. Fortunately, I will, because it's so hard to meet people. So when I meet somebody or see somebody that catches my eye, I don't want to let that opportunity go. So I do whatever I can to get an introduction or slide into the DMs. I've done that. I'm guilty of that. And it's worked out for me. So whatever. But I'm that person. I'm that woman who will do that. Now, there are women who won't do that. And I think in this particular, I have a friend and she's it's to the extreme in my opinion, because she's been interested in this guy. They work out at the same gym together and she's been interested in him for at least 6 months now. And it's funny because she will get on a group chat and like message and be like, he's here today. My man's here and blah, blah, blah. And those of us in the group chat are just like, go talk to him. Like, go talk to him. Say something. And we've given her all these different ideas and scenarios. And I want to say for a good 3 or 4 months, she wasn't taking any of the advice. But then she kind of took advice by like, she had her AirPods in and then she like pulled it out and was like, oh, did you say something? And he's like, no. And she's like, oh. And she just popped it back in and it's like, it's not really giving him an opportunity, but to her, that was giving him an opportunity. So I've asked her a lot of questions about why she does this. And inherently, she really believes that she shouldn't have to. She really believes that if he's interested in her, he will come to her and she doesn't need to approach it at all or indicate interest at all. And I'm like, you know, some guys are shy. Some guys might not know if you're attached or married. Some guys don't like creeping on girls at the gym because, like, that's a thing. Hello. Like, you need to indicate some sort of interest. And it's been, like, 6 months and she's really into him. And I'm like, say something, do something. But she really believes that she shouldn't have to and that he should be the one to approach her. Now, I don't know if that is just a gender role expectation she's putting on him because she's like, no, like he's the man, he should do it. I also think it could be a little bit of ego or vanity or ego a little bit. Like I shouldn't have to approach him. He should be approaching me. And that's like bad bitch energy and like woohoo for that. But yet 6 months later, here we are still, you know, what's the word? You're still like pining over someone, yet you won't make the move. Now, I've pined over people, and like I said, I have no issue making the move, sliding into the DMs, saying hello, buying a drink, just walking up. Like, sometimes I'm nervous and I won't, but like, I'll do it. She won't. But where I don't do things is in the communication, and I talked about this a little bit a couple episodes ago, but I have no issue making the first move, but don't expect me to make any move after that. This courting phase is really complicated because I will make that first move. I'll tell you that I'm interested and get the conversation started. And then I'll just back up a lot. Like I won't text. I won't call. Like I want you to do all of that. Like I want the man to do all of the courting. I want him to do all the initiating of the conversations, of the texts, of the pursuing. Like, I want to be pursued. And I think, like, I know a lot of women out there that feel this way, where they want to be pursued. And that's probably what my friend is doing. Maybe she wants to be pursued as well. The only drawback with that is she never once indicates the interest or makes the contact. But this pursuit, you know, every woman wants to kind of be pursued and wooed. And I think, like, that's a big part of it. And so I start thinking about it and it's like, well, with her, she wants him to make the first move. She doesn't want to make the first move. She wants him to make the first move. And I think to her, that's a huge like gender role thing, because to her, it's like that. I think to her, it could be that portrays a man who's confident, knows what he wants and couldn't go after what he wants. And those are the very same reasons why I don't text first, because I want him to do that, because I think that he's confident, knows what he wants, and has no issue going after what he wants. It's like focus. Like, you know, somebody's super focused and about you. And I think that that stems from fear of rejection, fear of getting hurt on both of our parts. Probably, I know on my part it does, that we want that sort of assurance. You want that man to put in that extra effort. You want him to put in that extra effort to assure you that he wants you. And I think that's just a byproduct of heartbreak and of the dating world today, where women have to put up all these boundaries and barriers to protect themselves, especially after they have been hurt. Speaking from experience here. But yeah, I think when it comes to courting, it's really kind of up in the air, and gender roles are really, really looked at a little bit because, you know, we always say like men and women are equal, men and women are equal. But when it comes to courting, I think a lot of women, not all women, a lot of women, at least those that I'm familiar with and in my circle, we look to the man to be responsible for most of the courting. So fellas, if you're listening out here, there is a breed of woman out there who wants to be pursued, who wants you to be responsible. And maybe that's what it is. Be responsible. Be responsible and take on the role of being the pursuer. Like, we're not going to do it. We want you to do it. That's your job. And that's kind of the way I look at it. And I'm like, no, that's the man's job, which sucks to say that because I'm such a, like, men and women are equal and gender equality and rights. But I do want those sort of feminine privileges. And I want a man to make me feel that way. So it feels like I'm being such a huge hypocrite, but it's just what I need in a romantic connection. So moving on from the courting stage, which was confusing fucking enough, dating. And I did an episode on this. It's how I launched the podcast last August. I did an episode called Going Dutch, where I talked about going Dutch, exactly that, like splitting the bill and doing all that. And I'm gonna, if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it. It's like episode 3 of season 1. It's called Going Dutch, but basically I talked about how when I go out on a date, first date, I don't expect for the man to pay. I am that person that will always have my card with me. I'll always have cash or something like that. And I'll be prepared to pay for myself because I never want to pressure someone or make them feel like they have to pay for my stuff. And, I'm going to not talk about my alcohol, but particularly when it comes to alcohol, because on a first date, you're not drinking that much anyway. But I don't want somebody to feel obligated to pay for my stuff. I don't also want somebody to feel like he paid for my stuff, so now I'm obligated to like put out or whatever, because that's not happening. So I'm always prepared to pay because I want to see the vibe of the guy and see what it's like. And I think that's totally fine. And 9 times out of 10, the men that I date, which tend to be brown men, they will pay for the first date and beyond. But there have been occasions where I've gone out and someone's been like, oh, hey, I'll pay for dinner. And then we're having a good time. We got to drinks. I'll pay for drinks. And that makes me feel good. It's a different sort of equality. But after you go out on a first date, like my friends will always ask like, hey, who paid? And if you say the guy paid, they're like, oh, good boy. Like, men are still looked at like that. Like, we don't need you to pay. And we don't even want you to feel any pressure to pay. But when you pay, you're given extreme, like, brownie points. Like, it's actually, like, a good thing. So, looking into that deeper, like, I've seen so many, like, TikToks and things out there where men are on there and they're like, you need to treat a woman as a woman, pay for her dinner, do this, do that. And those kinds of men, like super alpha, super dominant, like, I love that. They know how to treat a woman, like, secretly, like, that's the kind of chivalry that I'm really attracted to. Guess it's not a secret since I'm sharing it here. But that sort of chivalry is really not common anymore. And so I won't hold it against someone if they don't pay for me, But if they do pay for me, it's like super brownie points. And they have to pay for me and like not be an ass, not have that like entitled sort of, which I haven't dated a man like that in a really long time who like, I don't actually think I've ever dated a man like that because I feel like I would know like from the get-go if that is what they were all about is like, hey, I'm going to take you out, but then you're going to come like, you know, be obligated to me to do whatever I want. Like, I think I would feel that coming. So I've never actually been in that situation where a man's done that. But I just think that secretly we want, you know, a man to kind of, let me take that back. Secretly, like, I kind of want that man to kind of like take care of me when we go out. I think it shows something about being like nurtured and safety and security. And it's a huge like mixed signal, but these are expectations that women have. Like it's an expectation that is put on men to pay for things. And we don't say it, but we talk about it. Like I said, me and my girlfriends, like it's one of the first things to say, well, who paid? Oh, he paid. And if you say like, hey, we split it, it's like, oh, okay. It's fine. It's totally normal. If you had to pay for it, there's a problem, which I've never had to pay for it. But if you had to pay for the date, like that's a problem. If you split it, it's like, okay, fair enough. If he pays for it, it's like major brownie points. So it's still like a standard, I feel. It's still a standard a little bit. Maybe it's more of a standard for my generation and not like the younger millennials, but let me know. Let me know what you think, because I do think that gender roles do exist in dating. And as much as we women try to be like, no, like equality for all, we are secretly giving men brownie points when they do chivalrous things and old school things that are totally unequal. But we're really like giving them brownie points and they're getting like a leg up on the other men who maybe want to be more like, no, I don't know. And if you're super feminist and out there, like, does it offend you if a man offers to pay? Does it offend you if he does pay? Like, does it offend you? Like, I don't know. Because I'm not, you know, I believe in equality and everything, but I'm not going to get offended. Like, there's some societal norms, and I feel like this is a dating norm. I don't know, you guys. What do you think about gender roles in dating? Is it still a thing? Because I do think it is. I don't think we've really gotten over gender roles. Have we really gotten over gender roles? No. In the big scheme of things, absolutely not. You know, there's so much still gender inequality out there. But even microscopically looking at dating, absolutely not. We're probably further away on the dating scene than we are in some of the other things. I don't know. We'll see. I wonder how men feel about this. I feel like some men know. Like I said, a lot of men were raised a certain way, like a lot of brown men especially, like they know, and so they will pay for things, but some may not. And I wonder if it does put a certain type of pressure on them. I'm not quite sure, but I just think gender roles and dating is a place where women really look to men to make up the difference, to really put a lot of pressure on men to bridge that gap. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I wanted to talk about gender roles in dating. It's just something that it's been coming up in the last couple episodes and in my life. So I wanted to dedicate an episode to it. Do me a favor and like, follow, and subscribe to the Time Pass Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at timepass_podcast. Check me out on Facebook at Time Pass Podcast. Do me a favor, and if you like the Time Pass Podcast, if you like this episode, it got you thinking, made you question your own feminism, or the pressure you feel from women when you date, or started to question that, share this episode. Please share this episode with somebody who you think would get a kick out of this. It's a great conversation starter. I'd appreciate it if you would share this episode with someone. Whatever you're doing, whether you're a super feminist and not letting a man pay for anything, or you're gonna sit back and let that man pay for everything, stay authentic in who you are, and I'll see you next time.